Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hi. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swigger. I know. I didn't really want this day to come either, but it did. Now we got to get through it, right? Okay. It's the 16th of May, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend will be coming your way in around 5 minutes. Living in the EU and like take that Netflix library with you while you're on the go, particularly if you're out of the EU. Well, if everything goes all and well with Netflix and the EU agreement, yeah, they're going to let you take your saved library with you. Yeah, that's right, has kind of agreed, somewhat anyways, to a proposed law that would require temporary roaming access to subscription streaming services starting in 2017. So let me explain this, how this works. Okay, say you're a Netflix subscriber in the UK. You said, I'm going to Spain for a holiday for a while. Well, the library that you have there in the UK, yeah, now you can take that with you to Spain and watch it there. You don't have to watch the Spanish version of Netflix. Yeah, sounds pretty nice, but if you're going to the US, I'm sure like a lot of people, you'd probably rather watch the US library, am I right? Yeah. So this may not be that great after all. You know, we talk about the death of Flash a lot on this show, and I tell you what, its demise is coming pretty soon. I can just see it just shaking in its boots over in the corner. Especially if you're on Chrome, because later this year, Flash, yeah, is going to die on there. That's right, Google has detailed plans to start blocking most Flash content on Chrome, and all of this is going to start in the coming months. I know you're thinking, oh, okay, what about YouTube? Well, actually, if you use Chrome, there'll be only 10 sites that will allow you to use Flash. That includes YouTube, of course, Facebook, Yahoo, Twitch, and Amazon. But they only got 1 year to divvy up the Flash tea. After that, no Flash no more. Now, Chrome actually won't be just simply blocking Flash. It won't even think it's even there. So you better hope that the website you're visiting has an HTML5 backup. Because if it doesn't, yeah, you're not going to be enjoying it very well. Facebook looks like it could be getting Chromecast support pretty soon. At least in the latest beta version for Android, anyway. Now I know, so what are you going to Chromecast over with Facebook? Well, a lot of those stupid videos that we see. Most of them aren't worth our bandwidth, but there are a few that are enjoyable. So, when this thing does come out of beta for our Android users, you'll be able to beam that video onto the big screen. Using, of course, your Google Chromecast. No word yet if Facebook's saying they're also going to have AirPlay enabled for us all. As we know right now, AirPlay and anything from Facebook, yeah, it just doesn't happen. Either. As for Facebook, yeah, they ain't saying a whole lot about this. They're pretty quiet on the issue. They also didn't deny it either, so probably look forward here in the coming months. And finally, you know, since we were talking about Netflix just a few moments ago, you ever thought to yourself, how much Netflix do I actually watch? I mean, come on, we all love our binge watching every now and then, don't we? Maybe our spouses don't, but we enjoy it. Well, according to a new study, we might enjoy it more than we think. According to a new study, we spend more time on Netflix than we do with our own friends. Or exercising, or even reading. Oh, yeah, I can definitely go with the exercising on my part. This data is all according to cordcutting.com. And it was obtained by dividing Netflix's reported number of streaming hours per day divided by its total number of subscribers. And it seems on the average, most Netflix subscribers watch nearly 2 hours of programming a day. I know, not too bad, does it? But get this, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, on average we spend about 40 minutes socializing and communicating. We spend fewer than 20 minutes actually reading, and even fewer exercising. So what do we need to do to come together as a human race again? Well, judging by the looks of this, I guess it's time to just get off our fat ass. We can start tomorrow after we binge watch some more House of Cards. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, check it out, britishtechnetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there. Get to listening to them. I know you're going to like it, and then you're going to want to subscribe. You can do that at the website, or you can also do it through iTunes as well. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swigger, and get joined up in our BTN community. You can do that at our Slack room, britishtech.slack.com. As for the news show, yes, of course, we'll be back for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, it's Monday. Go binge watch something on Netflix. And thank you very much for listening.